It's good to get this dude here in the Freak Nation for the first time. Scott McLaughlin, who, of course, won the iRacing IndyCar Challenge at Barber Motorsports Park on Saturday. And if this was legit racing, meaning legit on-the-track racing, Scott, last week and this week, you rookie, you would be our points leader in the IndyCar series. You realize that, right?
Yeah, it's, thanks for having me, firstly. But, yeah, it'd be pretty weird, wouldn't it? But, look, lucky I'm a great team and great strategy called by the guys, and we worked very hard. You know, it sounds silly, but I would have done 300 to 400 laps this week learning my fuel and getting better and how much gas I needed to take at the pit stops. And, you know, the car was, you know, the team was so good. So I'm, yeah, really proud for everyone.
Freak Nation, this dude's something special, man. Back-to-back championships for Penske Racing in the Supercar Series in Australia, scheduled to make his IndyCar debut this season. He passed Scott Speed for the lead with six laps remaining to win the race yesterday afternoon. But frankly, I think for you, beating the ass of an Australian, as in Will Power, is a bigger accomplishment for you than winning a race, right?
Well, I just like beating Will. It doesn't matter which Australian, but look, as a Kiwi, I guess it's the same rivalry you sort of have with the Americans, the Canadians, and stuff like that. And ice hockey, you know, it's for me. We all like really like to race together as people from down under. But when you get the chance to go one on one against everyone, especially when he's your teammate, it's pretty cool. So look, I just, you know, really privileged to have a go, and IndyCar allow me to race. You know, I'm not a full-time driver, but for them to allow me to be in that IndyCar Challenge is something very special in the Shell V-Power car. And, you know, honestly, I'm just enjoying it. The only thing I don't enjoy is waking up at like 2:30 in the morning to race these races, but it is what it is.
Seriously, I don't think a lot of people have really let that sink in. Scott McLaughlin joining us here in the Freak Nation. And you're in a different time zone. You're on a different continent, yet you're still hooked up electronically, thanks to technology, to your engineer in the States. You're at 2 a.m. in Australia, and all these other people around the world racing the IndyCar Challenge, and there's no technical glitches. How does this actually work out? It's almost miraculous.
Yeah, look, it's an amazing thing, isn't it? Like, you know, I'm fully, you know, one-on-one conversations with my engineer, and the guy that was on my radio today is, you know, the guy that can be on my radio in real life. So it's really good for us to learn each other and learn our languages and build that relationship up as a driver and an engineer. But, you know, to race, you know, I've raced on iRacing for a long time, so about 10 years, you know, against many people from all parts of the world, Europe and Asia and Brazil and everything, you know, and it's a phenomenal product. And I guess it just shows the technology, you know, going around, and especially in a tough time like this, how, you know, we can communicate with other people around the world. And it really keeps, you know, racing drivers like myself sane. And I've been really proud of motorsport, how they've got on the bandwagon, got on the sim racing, e-racing train. And I've just watched the race back now, and it looks awesome. You know, you have to take a second glance at it to see if it's real or not. And I'm, you know, I'm just proud that we're able to push a product up, show how good motorsport is to the world and people that follow NBA or cricket or AFL stuff in Australia. You know, it's really cool, and I'm really proud of everyone.
Well, you talk about how you have to take a second glance to look and be like, oh my gosh, this is not asphalt racing. This is computer-generated racing. But let's kind of change it into what you guys are saying inside your helmets as you're driving. I mean, Will Power had to be muted. Are you a cusser on the radio?
Yeah, well, I mean, you just got to remember, if you hit that button, everyone's going to hear it. It's kind of the same in the real life thing, but it's more broadcasted to all us drivers because we can all hear it. But, yeah, they were, I think Will was blowing up at Scott Dixon at one point and you know, calling them all sorts of names, and then it was pretty funny because it comes up on the screen, Will Power's chat has been disabled. So it was just funny because he got tuned up, and, you know, he's a pretty passionate bloke, old Will.
I think all of you guys are. Scott McLaughlin joining us here in the Freak Nation, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, at Speed Freaks on Twitter. And let's talk about how this whole thing came together. You just crushed it in the Supercar Series the last couple of years. How did this whole IndyCar thing come about? Granted, obviously you had the connection with Roger Penske, but to get to a part-time deal this year and hopefully more in the future, who made the first move? Who made the first conversation? And then where did it go from there?
Look, it was one of those deals that we both knew. Like when I first signed up with Team Penske in Australia, I said, look, my goal is to win a championship and to win a Bathurst 1000, which is basically our Daytona 500 or Indy 500. And, you know, once I've done that, I would really like the opportunity to race in America and just have a crack. I don't care if I do a full season, if I move over there, or if I come and do part-time stuff. I just want to have a crack. And, you know, certainly they knew that was on my radar. So sort of late last year after I'd won Bathurst and stuff, and obviously had won the championship the year prior, it was sort of a collective sort of conversation, like, all right, what do you want to try? Do you want to try NASCAR? Do you want to try IndyCar? Are you open to IndyCar? And I've always been an IndyCar fan. Come from New Zealand, followed Scott Dixon for a long, long time. And, you know, it's one of those deals. When I signed with Team Penske, I sort of had to drop the Scott Dixon bandwagon and actually follow that team for a little bit, because obviously they're arch nemesis. But, you know, it was just one of those things that just come along and, you know, to have the Indy deal strike up, go to COTA, have a test there. It's just sort of, you know, yeah, just kept progressing and, yeah, really proud it got to this stage. But, you know, I really want to have a crack sometime soon, hopefully when this whole crisis is over.
Yeah, let's hope sooner than later. But the virus makes the timeline as of right now. Scott, when you did your test, I believe, was Sebring your first test?
Yeah, Sebring, yep.
Okay, so I've heard some funny stories that since the Sebring test, you've needed to shed a few pounds. Come on, you're not a big guy.
No, for a touring car, I'm not that big guy, but for an Indy car, I'm a pretty thick dude, so I had to lose a few pounds. I think in the American pounds work, I think I've lost over 20 pounds. So
what the hell?
Whoa!
Yeah, so it's been, I knew I could lose it. I just, you know, I don't mind my beer and all that sort of stuff, so I just had to lay off that for a little bit and been okay.
Oh, no,
well, hold on,
dear
Crasher, hold on a second. You lost 20 pounds. First of all, how tall are you?
Oh, there you go.
And what was your weight?
I think I'm just under 6'1". So for at Sebring, my overall weight was 208 pounds with all my gear on. And at COTA, I was 191. And then I've lost more now, which I think I'm right under 185 pounds. And I think I'm just under 6'1". So... I've been working my butt off, eating well, watching my drinking, having less beers, having a couple beers here and there, because I'm a guy that loves beer, you know, I enjoy it, but
preach.
At the same time, you know, I've won a goal, and my goal is to lose weight and be as competitive as I can be when I join IndyCar for a race, and certainly that's been my ambition and my motivation.
Freak Nation Scott McLaughlin was scheduled to run for Roger Penske this year in IndyCar, but things happened. Now he's one of the fastest people in the IndyCar iRacing series, won this weekend, finished in the top 10 last weekend. Scott, you made your chops running in Australia in the Supercar series. Some have compared that to IndyCar meets NASCAR. Does that work? Does that analysis work?
Yeah, that is pretty close. I guess the only thing we don't have is the ovals. We race on street circuits and road circuits, and we also have endurance races during the year. So I guess you could include a little bit of IMSA in there as well. But they're heavy cars. They're a little bit less horsepower than a NASCAR. So the NASCARs, you know, it's I can't remember what the numbers are, but we're about 650 horsepower, but we've got big brakes and they're built for turning left and right, you know, and so that's probably where it comes closer to the IndyCar. So it's a very competitive series. It's very close. The people in it are world-class drivers, and you sort of see when the supercars guys go into like a car with more downforce, very similar to the IndyCar. It is a lot easier to drive in the supercar because you've got that grip and you can carry that speed, where in a supercar, you sort of, you have to underdrive it a little bit. It's quite hard to, you know, carry speed through the corners. You've got to, you know, really learn the car. It takes a couple of years to build up to it. So, it's a really competitive category, a great category for Down Under. We raced in Texas in 2013 and at COTA there, and, you know, everyone loved it. And I wish we still did a one or two races over there, and hopefully one day we could, but it's a lot of money to bring the cars and the teams there, that's for sure.
Scott McLaughlin, your boss, Roger Penske, is among the most respected businessmen globally, especially in motor racing, but he's a billionaire. He's had success in business all over the world. Where were you when you heard that he was buying the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, IndyCar Series, and the IndyCar Productions? Your boss is now in charge of racing.
Well, I got an email probably about half an hour before the announcement. It was early morning in Australia. I just woken up to go to the gym, and when I saw him buy that, I was like, gee, that's big. And it was one of those things where I just didn't really, I thought, what a guy for IndyCar and for the sport to lead them. Obviously IndyCar have got into a great spot. You know, it's very competitive now, and it's back to, a lot of the teams are making money and all that sort of stuff. And then all of a sudden you have a period like this one. You could not ask for a better person to lead a series and an organization through a very tough time. He's so inspirational, and, you know, I talked to him, you know, a number of times about my financial assets and what I should do and what I should not do, because I'd be stupid not to. Like, he's so smart, you know, and he's someone that everyone can lean off, and you couldn't ask for someone better to run our organization.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's what you've been able to accomplish with him and what so many others have. Yeah, the captain, just his legacy continues. And you're a part of it now. Scott McLaughlin joining us on a Sunday night, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. And I don't know if you are familiar much with another former Penske driver, Sam Hornish, also an IndyCar champion.
I know Sam Hornish. Oh, I don't know him personally, but I know of him for sure.
Because if the rumors are correct and you're quite the licensed contractor, Sam Hornish builds his three kids quite a lot of things in their backyard and for holidays. I would like to see you guys do a homemaker's build-off or something, because that could be something fun. Penske past, Penske present, and construction.
That'll be interesting. I'm a qualified fabricator, so I'll probably be more into maybe welding some things together and stuff. Maybe we build our own race cars and see how we go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, because I think it was an Australian show you were on not too long ago. You were talking about some of the things that you were doing during this pandemic, since we are all on home stay-at-home orders. And yeah, you were building some things, or you're in the middle of a renovation?
We were doing bits and pieces at home as much as we can do. We've hung a lot of pictures up, painted a few walls. But at the same time, we're getting through a lot of Netflix as well. So don't get me wrong, we're doing some work, but we're also chilling out as well. So it's I'm going a bit stir crazy, but thank God I got the iRacing to do bits and pieces as well.
Exactly. Now wait a minute though. Tell me, have you watched Tiger King?
I have. Oh my God,
right?
It's crazy.
It's insane. Please don't think that all Americans are like that.
Well, I'm married to Americans, so I don't worry. I know all Americans aren't like that.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Because you guys got married this off season, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we did. We got married in California, so we're very lucky to get married before this pandemic started. But happily married, and she's Carly. She's from New York, and her family watches all the races. They watch the race just gone in the last few weeks, and especially now it's been on NBC. It was really cool for them, so they really enjoy all the racing. And they were a family that really never followed motorsport before they met me, so it was it's pretty phenomenal how much they're into it now.
Oh wow! Yep, and now they can say their son-in-law is the points leader of the IndyCar Challenge.
Yeah, kind of, right?
There you go. Scott McLaughlin, thank you so much for joining us, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. We really appreciate this, especially with the crazy difference in time zones and the fact that you've been up for a very long time.
Yeah. No, thanks for having me, guys. Hopefully we speak to you soon.
I guess you could say, again, IndyCar pilot Scott McLaughlin joining us here in the Freak Nation.